Well, I would.
To me, it's not particularly derogatory. If I called him one, he would probably be insulted, but I don't mean any particular insult. But I mean, it's like the term nigger. I don't mean any insult by it. Although some are going to probably get mad. To me, it's just normal usage, like a. Whereas it might be a slang term, but it's not a derogatory term, you see. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not derogatory. It's just what he is.
Okay, what about Jews?
Just Jews. Let's call them what they are. I don't really know any derogatory terms for them. Yid sometimes. Yid, you know. Hebrews, really, to talk about the people derogatorily, what I usually do and what most people I know used to do, you use the most hyper polite term. Like, you want to talk impolitely about Jews, you call them Hebrews, you see. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to be talking impolite about blacks, you call them blacks or Negroes, you see. So those are to me those have derogatory implications. Mm-hmm. Black and Negro in Hebrew, but Jew and nigger have no derogatory implications at all.
That's an interesting
inversion. Yeah, I believe. You basically, since nigger, as far as I know, has always just been the standard lower class, working class term, it's the term, like wall is the term for wall. A Negro is a high yellow. I mean, someone who affects white values. A black is someone who affects white values and learns to speak Swahili and doesn't know that Igbo exists.
Okay. What about Germans or low Germans?
Germans? I know no terms for Germans.
No crowds for Jerry's.
Yeah.
Italian?
Huns sometimes.
For German?
Yeah.
About Italian?
I guess just whops and dagos, you know. When Musso played football, when I'm out, they had that cheer, stop whop.
Yeah.
Don't let a day go by. All kind of fine cheers. Those are Auburn cheers.
What about Poles?
I think Polak is not really a derogatory term, or is it? Is that just like a Polak is what he really is?
Yeah. Russians or Czechs?
They're Ruskies. That's not really derogatory. Never even known. Larry Zonka's the only person I've ever known with a Czech name. Mm.
Okay. Lithuanians?
Never known one.
What about Englishmen or Irishmen?
No derogatory terms. Too nice to have those derogatory terms.
True. Scots? French?
Well, no real derogatory terms, although Mark Twain has aptly assessed their state in the world.
Yeah. Okay. What about Louisiana French?
Well, Cajuns, that's not derogatory, but Cajuns is a corruption of Arcadian. Mm-hmm. And they're just the term they use for themselves. Mm-hmm. Cajuns. You hear coonass sometimes, but I had never heard that until I was, except in South Alabama along the coast. Never heard coonass in Montgomery.
Okay, what about Greeks?
Just Greeks, no term.
Cubans and Puerto Ricans?
Spics.
For which? Or both?
Both. Wetbacks for Mexicans. Greasers for all of them.
Just any Mexicans can be wetbacks?
I guess so. You know, just all the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scandinavians or Canadians?
No names for them.
Okay.
Like the Spics and all, I guess they're all just all about the same thing.
What would you call a person who's affiliated with the two major political parties in this country?